Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports.
Yay.
Yay, sports.
The reports of the people's in attendance vary in that Philadelphia Super Bowl parade from 700,000 to millions, so we don't really know.
It's a big city. There are a lot of people. I didn't really see much. I didn't see much detail in that. Did they turn any cars over? I know they climbed some poles
the biggest
and trees.
Lots of climbing. Now, I can't find any reports of arrests either. The latest report says zero arrests somehow.
No, but that means no fights, hopefully.
There were those.
That just means they didn't arrest anybody.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
There's some scanner traffic out there. People were tuned into the scanner traffic. And basically, it was all climbing things. And seriously, here's the list of things they were climbing. Poles, trees, buses, bus stops, garbage trucks, buildings, churches, horses, statues, porta potties, and the Rocky statue. They had to call 20 officers in to the Rocky statue, and then 20 more. So they had 40 guys surrounding the Rocky
statue.
We
talked about it because the parade was wrapping up at that place where the Rocky statue is. I think it's the museum there at the end. And I knew people were climbing Rocky, right?
Yeah. And then they had a Muslim talking, too. You see that Muslim?
Off of the Eagles? What's his name?
No, it was actually, he had a big turban on.
No, he was a mummer.
Kelsey. Yeah,
he was dressed as a mummer.
What is that?
Mummer.
There's mummer parade. Oh, you ever seen the mummers?
No.
It's a Philadelphia thing. They, the band, the guitar, it's I can't explain it.
It looked very Mardi Gras.
They're mummer bands.
Okay.
It's the mummer parade. It's a huge parade.
Wow,
in it
looked like a Muslim to me.
Yeah. No, it's a mummer. Yeah. And didn't he curse the whole time, say the disrespect we got? Just,
yeah,
shut
sang
up.
Some songs.
Just
about,
shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And let's take a moment to think of all the people cleaning up that mess today. Holy crap.
That's $100,000 a year. If you work,
probably all
day.
City guys.
Yeah.
I think. This story is just kind of funny to me, but a rookie cornerback for the Eagles somehow lost his phone, dropped his phone somewhere along the route. And some fans must have noticed that it was him. Oh, that was a player, even though I don't really know who he is. Mm-hmm. But that's a player. And then they took a picture on his phone. Somehow it was unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Took a picture on his phone, posted it to Instagram. That's how he found his phone.
Oh,
then he took a picture with them and said thanks. Right, and then ran away.
No random dink pics on it? You would think somebody would do that.
Maybe.
Right.
And then I hadn't thought of this angle at all. But now it's a long snapper who happened to be on a Tampa radio station. But he was asked about, the days leading up to their preparations.
Yes.
And he said, look, at their last walkthrough at U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Super Bowl was, he said, we didn't run, specifically, referring to the Philly special, that trick play they ran to Nick Foles. He said, we didn't run that at the walkthrough. And in fact, I heard guys over here, and anything we ran at the walkthrough was actually not in the Super Bowl game plan. Now, why would they hold an official final walkthrough and not walk through any of the plays they planned on using? Well, because they were nervous about who was watching because they were playing the
Patriots.
Lovato claims Eagles ran fake walkthrough in case Pats were spying. Yeah. And I tweeted that out and said they've been known to do that. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
They just some of the things you need to think about when you're playing them.
Not a bad strategy.
They cheat.
Yeah. And this day of 2016, Von Miller made Cam Newton cry and made me miss work the next day.
Why was it a week later that year?
It was just days,
the calendar
super
falls.
Late. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's probably the latest Super Bowl.
It seemed like a late Super Bowl.
Right, because they like to play it on a Sunday.
You lost that game? That's the one you won.
Yeah. That's
the
one
that's
won against Carolina.
What year was that?
Against Carolina, 2016.
That was the one Cleet worked.
Correct.
That was his Super Bowl.
Oh, that's when you were drunk on the floor the next
great
day,
game.
Right?
Yeah, and I still don't know what floor it was. I don't.
I think you didn't wake. We didn't get home until almost 10 or so, right? You were out, right?
Wasn't it dangerous? Somewhere like 4
you called. You called me or texted me sometime early that morning and said, no, it ain't happening.
I'd be fired if I show up.
You would have been drunk on the air, right?
It would have been bad.
I'm going to watch Cleet on Hoda and Kathy.
Full report later.
That was the 50th one, huh? That was 2 years
ago. That was 50, yep. Super Bowl L. The bar in the NFL has been set again. The highest per year average on a long-term contract in NFL history has been given to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep, Janine Garoppolo. That's a big
that
one.
That too, yeah.
How much guarantee?
We don't know the details on that.
I saw there's 74.
There's speculation of that it's more than what Alex Smith reportedly gotten. But
I'd ask for 80.
It pans out to 27.5 the next 5 years. The 49ers presumably think they're contenders with that. And
They'll be in the hunt. They'll
I think so,
hunt.
Too. He's great,
he's
man.
Really good.
I'm just great.
I'm just glad he's not a Patriot.
I wish he was a Bronco. Yeah.
That division is winnable.
It is. And Kirk Cousins has noted that contract number, if you follow the business of the NFL.
Yeah.
And then there's still reports Adrian Peterson's going to be released by the Cardinals and probably will not be in the league anymore.
What's the story I read? A judge ruled against him?
Yeah, he apparently had taken out a $2.4 million loan in 2016. This is in Hennepin County in Minneapolis or near Minneapolis. The judge has ordered him to pay back almost $700,000 of that. He just stopped paying on it.
Well, it was
for some
funny.
Reason.
The headline I read was that Peterson finds out what a loan actually means.
Yeah, you got to pay it full.
That was a quote I saw. It's called a loan for a reason. You got to pay it off, which is hilarious.
It kills me. The guys who have the money are the ones that stop paying the loan.
Well, you don't know. He's got babies everywhere.
True.
So he might not have $700,000 laying around. He might be broke.
I don't know what
not
the
broke,
money.
Not broke, but not $700,000 in liquid.
But he could make the payment.
Yes.
You would think. I don't know what the money was for, $2.4 million loan again.
I thought he owned some car dealers originally when he had a big loan.
Okay, maybe he was buying some business
Or am I thinking of Vic? I'm thinking of Vic. Vic had a bunch of car dealers. He paid them off. He actually paid his loans off, though.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's on the good side.
Right.
About $30,000 in legal fees, by the way, from attorneys, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
About $30,000. The NFL Combine is the next stop for football thoughts, unfortunately.
Attorneys?
Lawyers.
Lawyers.
No, yeah, that's what you meant.
Lawyers. Trying to help Craig get that vernacular in there.
He never said
attorney. Yeah. The NFL Combine starts at the end of this month, and 335 players invited, 20 of them from FCS schools or Division I AA. 20. I think this is an all-time high in the National Football League. And just a reminder, if you're good, the NFL will find you. And also a reminder why it's tough in college football these days, because guys can go play at Division One AA, get a full ride,
and that's
still get
do.
Free gear, and still make it to the league.
Right,
it is possible. Now, some other invitations are out. Now, I don't want to pick on Tim Tebow because this is a great event that he puts on. This is the second year he's doing that.
But we're going to?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to leave it hanging out
okay.
there.
Damn.
This is a great thing that he does. He does a prom night for special needs students. He's done this before.
Is nice,
it is tonight again. He does this at 8 churches in Arizona. A lot of limos and charters. It's their night to shine. He has friendly paparazzi, he calls them. I mean, for all the douchebaggery of Tim Tebow, that's a very nice
You laid
thing.
Out so much that I could have fun with, but
yes.
not going to.
Yeah.
Off
Good
the
for
air.
Him.
Off the air, I got some jokes.
Good for him.
Oh, this is going to get brutal.
Next break. I can't wait for the break.
Next break's going to get brutal.
Just can't do those jokes right now. It's not PC. Tebow I can joke about all the time, but it's the other one.
It sucks when he does actual nice things like this.
I don't care what he does nice things. Just don't play baseball or football, and I'm fine with you.
He doesn't have to be on TV.
He doesn't have to do that. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's
he
very
doesn't
cool.
have to take his time to
cool.
do that. So we'll credit him there. Yeah. Couple guys who actually made it to the big leagues, though. Mookie Wilson and John Kruk share a birthday today.
Mookie Wilson and John Kruk.
In the morning. Mookie, that's one of my favorite stories of
my,
in attendance games.
Mookie story, 1981, Mets, the Pirates, right? Racist pirate fan yelling out something bad.
And you got Mookie. That's a funny name for a.
Yep. What kind of name is that for an N bomb? And Mookie heard him and just walked into the dugout. And this is, by the way, the Pirates had about 9 black guys.
Right.
On the team.
We are family. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's take a second to think about 1981. How far we've come as a society that would never happen now.
We did.
Oh wait,
about a year and a half ago.
What, you mean a guy being named Mookie?
No, now you just hear it. Now people are emboldened by that term.
Mookie Wilson, 66. John Kruk, 57.
You're going to ask me who's
cancer
taller?
Survivor. I could. That's up to you guys. Yeah,
I don't think either one's that tall, but I'll go with
who has more testicles?
Mookie.
Mookie.
I like
Mookie.
That game.
Mookie's got two balls. Kruk's got one.
That guy should have done his homework and should have yelled out, William Hayward, what kind of name is that?
That's his real name. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
He's William Hayward Wilson.
All right.
W.H. Wilson.
Yeah, check your Wikipedia before throwing around your racial slurs.
All right. Always do that.
They're both 5'10". I'll spare you the push talk. Yeah, they're both 5'10".
Thank you.
Countdown to the NBA All-Star Game. Here we go. Can't wait. And this day in 1992, Magic Johnson returned. He retired because he had the HIV.
That's right.
And he returned to play in the All-Star Game against Karl Malone's wishes. And somehow he had 25 points, 9 assists.
That's because he drove the lane. Nobody touched
MVP,
him.
Got, wasn't he?
Got an MVP out of that deal.
Nobody touched him.
Yep.
Go ahead, shoot. I don't want your sweat. There was a lot of freaks back in those days.
Yeah?
A lot.
Didn't him and Isaiah still kiss pregame?
Nope.
I thought they did that game.
Isaiah had that was their falling out period.
It was the beginning of that. Huh?
Isaiah was from the school of you must be gay. He was for a while. Yeah, he was freaks. There were a lot of freaks back then. It was not cool the way they treated him in the beginning.
There was just no education about it.
There was no education. Who was a dumbass for the dumbass for the Jazz?
Karl Malone.
Yeah, he was a dumbass.
He was
about
again it.
Right.
Was that 91, 92?
And this is before he came back and actually played in the league. He came back for the All-Star game.
Yes.
And this is like everybody. Yeah, okay, like, go ahead. Just
really? Yeah.
Don't pass the ball back to me.
At that time, you thought it was going to be the last time you saw him in public before he was
dead.
Thought
he was going to die.
Yeah.
Really? You know?
But there was a lot of education that you couldn't get AIDS from banging up against somebody underneath, you know.
At least with their clothes on. At least with their clothes on. Without penetration.
That's the definition of getting AIDS. I'm talking playing basketball in the lane.
You're talking about the low post.
Nope, the low post can get you AIDS, too.
Yeah, they inform people that, you can't get AIDS from a sweaty basketball.
That was it. Or a sweaty back.
And Karl Malone said, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Also, the 2018 NBA trade deadline,
Cleveland traded the whole team.
Jeez, yeah.
They traded the whole team.
Yeah, and the NHL blog couldn't keep up. So if you go look for more information about it, just use Google because don't nobody care. Lots of trades from the Cavs.
13-year-old boys care. That's all I got yesterday. Yeah. But you're right.
Yeah.
They're all in school right now. So we don't need to.
We're
not broadcasting the 13-year-old boys.
And that reminds me, coming up soon on my NHL blog, the best all-time sports moments from mid to late February. You click on it, and if the page comes up blank, that's because it is actually blank.
I was going to say, getting a top 10 might be tough.
Yeah, it's actually a blank page, so that's not a server.
On the NHL blog, it says that? Okay.
Yep. Click here for the all-time best sports moments in mid to late February. The page is blank. It is loaded correctly.
Got it.
Yep. Green grass, warm thoughts, Pebble Beach, Pro-Am.
Larry the Cable Guy. She golfing in it?
Larry is, as is Bill Murray, as usual. Darius Rucker, Larry Fitzgerald.
And Gerald Fitzlarry, and every quarterback, right?
It's Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs yet, till March 14th. Steve Young, Wayne Gretzky, Tony Romo. And a good field of real golfers,
How about
too.
Real golfers?
Rory
right.
McIlroy, yeah. Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, John Rahm. No Tiger, but...
Right. Why is Tiger not playing in that? Too many...
I don't know. He's good at Pebble Beach, too. Yeah, maybe just doesn't like the circus around it.
Does it say who Cable Guy's paired up with?
I forgot to look. Usually he's Colt Ford and J.B. Holmes.
No, this one's
Colt Ford.
Right. I don't know who.
Hick Hop.
I don't know who Keith Mitchell and Tom Lovelady are.
Ooh.
But another celebrity in Larry's group is Ray Romano.
They'll get a lot of attention in.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade from last year. He was with the old comedian Gary Muledeer.
That's right.
Which I love, by the way.
That's right.
But Romano's real serious out there, I heard, too.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And Cable Guy's. Not
Larry's get it down.
He's a decent golfer.
He takes his golf serious.
But now he's not on the course. He's the Bill Murray on the course. He's there. He knows he has to entertain the crowd. He's
not
told us
sucking
that.
The fun out of the game.
No, he actually walks up to the staff. He's there to have fun.
Yeah.
And you think Ray Romano should be too, since you're a comedian.
Quote unquote.
And the crowd that comes to see you wants to see Ray Romano as Ray Romano. Hey,
but
say hi.
I've learned firsthand if there's not a crowd around, he's pretty serious.
I know that. Larry's told you see him though. There's always a crowd at the Pebble Beach.
I know.
That's what I mean. He's always walking up and joking with these guys.
But when I played with him, there wasn't a crowd around, so he was pretty serious. Yeah.
And I was trying to find out where he's at on the leaderboard, but I haven't gotten to the bottom yet.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty low on that.
And Tony Romo's playing in this thing, and Tony Romo's going to play again. when is this? A little bit mid-March. He's got a sponsor's exemption to play in an event in the Dominican Republic. This is a PGA Tour event. Now, it's parallel to just a World Golf Championship event. So it's one of those small field events.
Curry played one of those, right?
Correct.
Triple A.
Except that was a Triple A. This is an actual PGA Tour event, but most of the best in the world are playing a different event.
Different event.
So they
got
a different field in the DR, but Romo's going to play in that. I mean, he's a plus 0.3 handicap. So he's essentially, he's better than a scratch golfer.
Join the club.
Steph Curry didn't make the cut, but he played well in his event. So there'll be some PGA Tour guys bitching about,
they always bitch about the guy who gives a sponsor.
Yeah, but Romo sells tickets.
Sure. Romo does.
That's what it's about.
Romo takes golf serious. Even when he was a Cowboy, he was trying to qualify for the United States Golf Open.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Interested to see how he does.
And Cowboy fans were pissed at that.
Yes, they were.
He should be preparing. Yeah. Well, he need practicing hand
enough. Preparing not to make the playoffs.
Right. He should practice hand enough to Zeke.
of all the guys who, say by the time they're 50 they'd like to be on the senior tour, like John Smoltz is another athlete from a different sport
but
who has considered it.
But the problem with Romo is he's busy half the year.
He is, but he got time to golf even when he's traveling to cover, whatever.
Yeah.
He can go practice.
Yeah, it seems the best athletes for golf are
quarterbacks.
They're quarterbacks, pitchers.
Pitchers.
And hockey players.
Hockey guys.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
A ton of hockey guys.
Hand-eye coordination,
the stick,
man.
Happy Gilmore, come on.
Cable guy would be at a tie for 44th right now at -6.
All right.
Yeah.
This day in 1999, I kind of forgot about this with the Olympics. The Olympics are actually underway. The opening ceremonies are happening right now.
Yes, they are.
South Korea is 15 hours ahead of where we sit. So
the good news. Figure that out. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, many of the events will air live here.
Yeah, they do live. Yeah, I saw that. I was watching. That's one thing cool about it being in Korea is that it's not time delayed, because I was watching some skiing last night. It was live. 9 o'clock our time, live there, so that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually under. I mean, they're actually competing already. Yeah,
right.
Yep. Even on the West Coast, they're not going to tape delay anything. But this day in 1999, I forgot that. Remember, Salt Lake City had the Olympics in 2002.
That's right.
And this was kind of the beginning of some investigations on how these cities, these host cities, were getting
lose their ass.
Yeah, they do lose their ass, and how they were getting the Olympics in the first place. And this investigative panel found that in order to win the 2002 Winter Games, Romney Showtime. Possibly.
Romney was in charge of
it
that.
It says delegates gave gifts of cash, Super Bowl trips, doorknobs.
SOTOM.
Don't show.
Is it maybe that code for that, for the SOTOM, a doorknob?
That's what it sounds like to me. It's got a good doorknob.
They
last
gave
night.
Them doorknobs and furniture. So, like, you got some.
That whole IOC is crooked anyway.
So crooked, man.
Those fat cats could make a ton of money just picking out, just like the guys that do the soccer, the
World
Cup.
Cup. Yeah,
those guys are worse.
Same
actually.
Crookedness. Yeah, right. So the IOC, at least the good news is they prohibited delegates from visiting these potential Olympic sites, and I'm sure they no longer receive gifts, very much like college football recruiting.
It's FedEx now. It
is that
house.
The latest real sports that shows what cheap asses the IOC is?
Or
it's specifically the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Yeah, I just watched that last weekend. Yeah. Pitiful.
They make a ton of money, and they give the athletes nothing.
Amateurs.
Yep.
Amateurs that are 70 or 80 grand in debt just to go to the Olympics.
Yeah, make them pay for their own travel to, World Cup events or, if they're a skier.
Yeah, throughout the year.
Things like that.
I've been typing the word amateur out a lot recently, too, so I know exactly how to spell that if you want to know.
Is it E-U or U-R-E?
Amateur.
E-U-R.
Amateur, it's followed by MILF, teen, threesome, whatever. You pick it out. Wife.
You do that enough, it'll come up in the categories recommended for you.
Oh, if I just hit the word A, it just says, boop, there you go, amateur.
we got
autofill.
You.
We got you.
We got you.
We got you.
We know where you're going
it
with this one.
It feels the heat of my finger coming towards my phone, and it autofills it with
the heat of your
amateur
finger.
MILF. Or threesome.
We all know the heat of your finger.
MILF or threesome. Or just type in amateur, see what you got. Threesome, MILF. POV.
Sounds like the Olympic Village. That's what's going on over there.
That's right.
Yeah. Remember all the issues Sochi had when they had the Olympics, and everybody was just worried about the quality of water.
Right,
did they have
right,
water?
Yeah.
Did they have heat? Yeah. Some of the same things are going on here
the norovirus.
In Pyeongchang. Norovirus, 1,200, the security staffers
Craig thinks
have been
it was
affected.
Funny, by the way. Earlier in the show, Craig said, it's just, everybody get the norovirus at the Olympics funny, or just me? And Todd said, if you find the norovirus very funny, it's hilarious.
I did not say, or just me. I asked if it was funny.
Yes, you did. It was a great exchange.
Yeah, but by putting that out there, you're kind of go ahead and...
Is it funny?
You think it's funny.
It's like you said, is it funny? It's just me.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, stick to the tape.
And Todd had the best answer. If you find the norovirus funny, this then story's hilarious. Yes. Right.
They're also worried about temperatures. I mean, it's the Winter Olympics, but the temperatures could affect things. It's going to be below zero many yeah. these days moving forward.
It's cold.
Yeah. College basketball news, North Carolina Duke, don't care.
I watched it.
Sorry, yeah. Who won, by the way? I guess
Carolina.
I do care. Did they? Oh, that's an upset, right?
But it was in Carolina.
Sure.
And one team's ranked 19th, one team's ranked 9th.
Which is the
same. And you throw out the record books.
Yeah, you do.
Now, Kentucky has some interesting things going on, as they always do, but this is revolving around a player who's been kicked off the team or at least suspended indefinitely in the meantime because he was showing up to parties on campus with an armed bodyguard. And I don't know very much more about this.
Is it because the guy's armed? That might be the reason. Because a lot of campuses are weapon-free.
I mean, why is he need an armed guard in the first place, I guess?
Because he thinks he's big time. Who knows? But it might have been the gun.
Yeah, so students are kind of worried about it. Like, hey, look out for this dude with a gun at
the
party.
Yeah.
Right. It's like going to college in Texas.
That would be, wouldn't it?
Can you carry your guns on campus in Texas?
I don't know. Most professors and people actually don't want that. The people that really want that are people that don't go to college.
Yeah.
You ever notice about that argument?
I think you're right, Todd. I think it was University of Texas that said that's cool.
Yeah. And they didn't. And a lot of people,
strap up.
Students didn't. But students didn't want it.
Well, I saw a thing yesterday where a guy from the Mississippi House of Representatives whips out a firearm. It wasn't loaded, but he just wanted to make a point because
isn't that a barn full of possums?
Yeah.
I love that bit.
I think
23 hissing possums.
Hissing possums is the Mississippi House of Representatives. That's a Seth Meyers joke. I love that joke.
But now I think you can carry a gun on the college campuses of Mississippi. That went through.
Yeah, that's not cool. Quick break. Come on back.
Second Amendment.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.